From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. If you use a California driver's license to board U.S. flights, the card in your wallet won't work in a few years from now. Instead, you'll need a new one called Real ID. Getting one requires bringing several key documents in person to the DMV. Daniel Potter reports.
To comply with federal security requirements passed in 2005, California's Department of Motor Vehicles will start issuing real IDs early next year.
We obviously don't want everyone walking in on January 22nd, 2018 to get one.
DMV spokesperson Jessica Gonzalez says it's not clear how many of the state's 26 million licensed drivers will opt for the new IDs, but the department wants to be ready.
This year, we're adding over 300 employees across the state to try to help with, you know, some of those extra customers coming in. And then also we're going to be adding Saturday field office hours.
The process requires ID like a birth certificate or passport, as well as proof of Social Security and California residency. Regular driver's licenses won't work at the airport after October 2020. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
The leader of the California State Senate is calling for punishment of a fellow Democratic senator after allegations of inappropriate advances on at least three women. Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon is asking the Rules Committee, which he chairs, to strip Senator Tony Mendoza from any boards or commissions he serves on and to remove him as chairman of the Insurance, Banking, and Financial Institutions Committee. The post gives Mendoza wide latitude over legislation dealing with those financial issues. DeLeon also recently moved out of a Sacramento home he shared with Mendoza. California's unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9% in October as employers added nearly 32,000 jobs. That's according to state figures released Friday. The jobless rate had remained flat at 5.1% in August and September. Sectors that added jobs in October include leisure and hospitality, education, health, government, and the construction industry. The state's jobless rate remains higher than the nation, which dropped a fraction of a point to 4.1% last month. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.